Life Audio.
Welcome to Crosswalk the Devotional. We are glad to have you listening with us. Today's topic is grace. We will return with our devotional after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Living in Grace, written and read by Kyle Norman. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14. As an Anglican, the words of the grace are ingrained in how we do church. Many of our church services either begin or end with these words. These words do not just appear in the services, they are also the standard close for any Bible study, meeting, or potluck. In fact, so familiar are we with these words that some may not even recognize them as a passage of Scripture. Of course, when Paul penned these words, he did not have in mind potlucks, Bible studies, or liturgical services. Nor were these words designed simply to conclude his letter in a crisp and poetic fashion. Rather, in writing these words, Paul pronounces a reality which encompasses the lives of all Christians. Simply, the words of the grace declare a truth about your life. This truth has three components. Firstly, the grace of Jesus Christ is upon you. Scripture uses the word grace as a shorthand for the entire redemptive activity of the Lord. The entire arc of salvation history is contained in this small five-letter word. Grace is Jesus entering your world in the most vulnerable of fashions. It is Him walking towards you amid threatening storms. It is Jesus touching you in the place of your brokenness and offering His healing presence. Grace is Jesus weeping with you as you mourn the losses and struggles of life. It is Jesus journeying into the place of death and sin, violence and pain, to dethrone their power over your life. It is Jesus rising in the power of God and extending that resurrection like a blanket over you. Grace is the intimate presence of the Lord, precisely in the places where you feel that you do not or cannot deserve it. When Paul writes, "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you," everything stated above is declared to be a truth for your life. In hearing these words, you are invited to live in this reality and to allow these promises to enfold you. Jesus, the exalted Lord, surrounds you. Paul, however, does not stop there. Paul also writes about the reality of God's love over you. I encourage you to sit with the awesomeness of this proclamation. Consider the sheer delight in being able to declare under the authority of Scripture that the love of the Creator surrounds you. The declaration of God's love isn't just something quaint we say. It's not a slogan of faith that sounds nice but lacks reality. No, God's love is extended to you. This is a fact. Scripture is replete with declarations regarding the activity of God's love upon our lives. No matter what is going on in life, no matter how far off course one may have gone, God surrounds us with the deepest expression of love that we can ever imagine. And to top it all off, such love will not change or diminish. It will not lessen in degree or intensity. The love of God is constant. Lastly, Paul concludes this life-giving verse by invoking the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. This statement refers to an active engagement with the Holy Spirit in our lives. This flows naturally out of the other two statements. If we truly recognize that we are immersed in our Lord's redemptive work and rooted in the sacrificial love of God, then how can we not see ourselves as filled with the power of the Spirit? The Spirit invites us to participate in God's activity in this world. We are invited to share in the work of the kingdom. Intersecting faith and life. How might you embody the words of the grace in a deeper way? Perhaps the place to start is by acknowledging the area that you find most difficult, and then choosing to live as if these words were true. For example, if you have a hard time accepting God's love, simply choose to live as if God's eternal love was a full reality for your life. Dare to believe that God's love is powerful and effective in your life. You may decide to make a list of biblical verses that speak of God's love, and then willfully read yourself into these verses. You just might be surprised at the transformation that takes place. The grace of Jesus, the love of God, and the activity of the Spirit surrounds you. There are no moments in your life where this is not the case. The fact is, the more you live as if these words are true, the more you experience their reality in your life. For further reading, read Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 9. Read the article, What Do Propitiation and Expiation Mean in the Bible, on crosswalk.com. Or read All of Grace, written by Charles Spurgeon.
Hey listeners, thanks for joining us for the crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
Looking for ways to stay positive? Brighten your day with the free Story Behind podcast. Hear weekly short stories that showcase true joy, love, and hope. Listen now at lifeaudio.com or by searching for Story Behind wherever you get your podcasts.